Finance Committee to order on June 3rd at 5:30 p.m. And we have present in the room Danae Johnston from the Board of Ed. We have online from Board of Ed, Ben Davies. Then we also have two of our members at large, myself and Melissa Whelan. And then from the Board of Selectmen, we have Rodney Fournier and David Coles and Tyler Egner may be joining us later by Zoom. And so also in the room, we have Superintendent Caruso. And then online, we have Stephanie Smigala, our interim CFO. And I don't think I missed anybody. So I will open it up to public participation if anybody online or in the room wants to speak.
My name is Andrew Broneal. I live at 58 Tinker Pond Road. I have been following the budget process. I think I understand the arguments and the tough decision that you have to make this evening. I think from a Board of Ed perspective, we're concerned that where we are right now and the town thinks we haven't cut, but last year we lost two positions. And this year there's other positions that are looking to be impacted. And I urge you to be careful with how much we go down to hurt the school system. I do understand that $20,000 cuts aren't gonna really do it, but I think the swing in voters where there was 20 less no's and 100 more, 113 more yeses shows that it's closer to where the town can accept it. And despite the conversation that happens online, there's a lot of anonymous posters, many of whom are the same person, and they are putting up no, vote no, vote no, vote no. And today they asked this board to online to have a 0% increase, which, you know, is very likely not possible. But I suggested they come to this meeting and make a public comment. And another board member posted the actual Zoom link. So all they had to do was click on it and they could come here and just say, I support a 0% increase. But they have to identify themselves. And that post got taken down. And then the same exact post popped up with the same background a couple of minutes later. And the conversation started back up there. So we don't know if the anonymous posters even live in town, but I would urge you to. I know a lot of meetings we say, well, the discussion online is this, the discussion online is this. And I would say that if the discussion online is from a bunch of anonymous people, then you should not take much account for what they say. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any other comments from the
I
room?
just have a question. Sorry, I joined late. Who was the individual just speaking?
Andrew Broneal, Board of Ed Chair.
Oh, thank you.
And just to let Mary, our board clerk, know, that's David Coles, and he just joined, so I'd say at about 5:34. So any other public comment? All right, then seeing none, I will go on to the ongoing business. And the first is presentation of referendum results. So we had a much closer vote this time, and actually more voters coming out. So we had 510 yes to 580 no. So that's 1,090 voters, which is a it's a very good turnout. So again, the hours are not affecting anything from a statistical point of view. Turnout that we had at the first referendum was the second highest since 2017. And then this is a really good turnout as well for a second referendum. We're going to figure this trend will continue and order extra ballots. So we'll have about 1,300 ballots instead of 1,200. So that's where we are. And just one thing I would like to caution folks that if the budget does not pass on June 16th, the next referendum will be taking us into the next year,
Next fiscal year.
the next fiscal year. And if we do not pass, so if we do not pass the budget now, if we do not take some other action to do set a temporary mill rate and send the tax bills out, you're going to automatically lose about $30,000 in interest. So that budget would then, that's proposed for June 30, would need to take that into account. Otherwise, you start the fiscal year off in the hole. So that's part of the calculation you guys need to take into account tonight. I can't tell you guys which way to go with this. It's a difficult decision, no matter what we do, because we've had basically a 1% increase for Board of Ed and Board of Selectmen last year, plus 3% inflation. So that leads to basically the budgets are in the hole by 2%. They lost buying power of about 2%. We're going to be in the same position again next year, most likely. So again, that's something else to take into account. Is, as we plan, budgets. And I brought that up at the supervisors meeting today that Jim Rupert chaired for the Board of Selectmen staff, that, we're looking at something similar. And Stephanie and I were going to be working with folks, offered our services to work with folks to help them understand this and how do you budget in a situation like this. So I think we can now move into 3C. And we can discuss things. I will open it up to the floor.
Does that mean a motion is required?
Don't need a motion, but it would certainly set things moving along.
I'd like to make a motion that we go to our E line on our previous compatible expenditure scenarios, which brings down to.
Yeah, why don't we have Stephanie? Stephanie, do you have the scenarios online?
Well, not online. I'll share them.
I mean, share them. Sorry.
So I make a motion that we go with E, which would bring us down to a 4.9% mill rate increase. And I think it's a reduction. Well, I'll let Stephanie go through that part.
Because she and I talked in a couple of additional options too. Today, which would include that what I just mentioned about losing that $30,000 of interest, and do you want to just go there now and be done with it? Go as conclude that. So there's any number of things. I'm leaving it open for
Plus the
discussion.
$7,000 per referendum.
Now, 4,500.
4,500. Okay. So, is there a second on my motion?
So which line is it? I'm sorry.
So I do just want to call out for the group. We did have updated grand list after the Board of Assessment of Appeals. So we did see a slight reduction in the grand list of $104,000. So that's accounted for in here. So that those numbers are going to slightly change from what you have in your hand, Rodney.
Okay.
So the grand list going down would mean the mill rate would go up to achieve the same amount of revenue, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And it didn't change much for illustrative purposes here. What we went into the second referendum with was
Can you make that a little
5.7%.
bit bigger? Rodney's trying to crawl up and look at the
Sure.
screen
I
from
might just
2 feet
move
away.
Sure. So before the Board of Assessment Appeals changes, we are at 5.7% of a mill rate increase. And then after it brought it to using the same assumptions, a 5.73% increase.
300th of a percent.
Yeah, so it's for a $350,000 household, it'd be $105 just for reference. So I did model a few other options here. They are just illustrative and for discussion only. There's three here. One that brings it down to a 5.48% mill rate increase, which is an additional $45,000 of a cut in expenditures. I don't know if you want to go to the next one, but
Yeah,
that's
let's why don't
I
you
also modeled.
explain if you could explain them all, and then Rodney can, I'll let Rodney give Rodney the option to make the motion after this is explained.
Yeah, go ahead,
Sure.
Steph.
Thank you. And the next version is equating to a 4.98% mill rate increase, which is an additional $132,000 cut. And then one is in the middle of the road. If we took out an additional $100,000 to the expenditures, we're at a 5.17% increase in the mill rate.
Well, 5.17 is F, correct? Yeah, it's
Correct.
$100,000 additional over last one. Additional cut.
I know I said this in the last meeting, so I just feel obligated to say it again. Stephanie, I appreciate you putting these numbers together. I understand that these are just a guide for this group to use, and they're not like options that we are locked into. Like we
Thank you
can
for saying that. I was about to say the same.
maybe can choose whatever number that they want. But
Correct.
this provides a guide for what it would look like if these numbers were used. So this committee can
Yeah.
go with any number they want.
So I'd just like to give Rodney started to make the motion, and then we interrupted him. So I'd like to give him the option to make the motion.
Okay,
Have a
no,
second.
it's the motion's up for discussion. It's
No,
got to be seconded, but
you didn't make a motion yet.
there's
Should
Luke. I say
it.
that. Thank you. I'd like to make a motion that we go with the line E, which is to deduct 132,000, which would bring us down to 4.9% for the third
4.98.
referendum.
4.98.
4.98, sorry. Yeah.
But it's not because in the other numbers that Stephanie just showed that it was different.
No, that is right.
Oh, it is right.
Before it was 129,313.
Yeah.
So I believe the updated number is
Yes.
132.
All right.
Yes, this reflects the change in the grand list.
So we have a motion on the floor from Rodney Fournier. Do I hear a second?
Crickets, crickets.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion and request that this is modeled of town reductions down to 180,000 below whatever that reference point is, and BOE reductions down to 430,000 below the reference point.
I'm not following you, David.
So if you look at town reductions and BOE reductions, those two numbers being 180 and then 430.
Correct.
So
These
that
two.
is the motion that I would make and like to see modeled.
So first of all, Rodney's motion didn't pass.
Yep.
No
Well, it
one
didn't
seconded
carry.
it.
It didn't carry.
Didn't carry. So then I would ask for, so you want to make a second motion then? Another motion,
Correct.
Davey. So if you would state your motion again, and then we will
Yep.
see if you get a
So
second.
Stephanie, if you could model the BOE sorry, town proper reductions 180,000 below the reference point, and Board of Ed reductions down to 430,000 below the reference point. I don't know what the easiest way to model that is. That's just what I'm looking at.
Okay, working on it. I just stopped sharing for
What
a
were those
moment.
numbers, 180 and 430?
That's correct. It should be somewhere like 5.4 something.
This last referendum was 5.7.
Yes. So about how many dollars is that altogether, David?
It should be somewhere between 35 and 40.
Thousand?
Can I do it? That's all.
That's it.
Yeah, that's not gonna do
This
it.
is silly. I think.
And so I want to say, is anybody going to second David's motion before we go further? Stephanie can still model.
Just to clarify, it's 180 and 430 based on which starting point, the original budget
Whatever the
or
reference
this
point is
last
in that
referendum?
column. It's hard to tell. What is the reference point for all the other values in that column?
It's all a math
Right, but is it off the
issue.
proposed budgets or off of the
The
current
previous, it's a
budget?
reduction off, it's a reduction off the previous budget, correct? Is your intention, David?
No, my question is
No.
what is the reference point? Because the reference
The
point for all of
reference
those
point
numbers
is
isn't the
our,
same.
the reference point should be the budget that we just, that just was
Failed.
failed.
Right.
And then the next
Okay.
step would be that was a $100,000 reduction. And then you go from there to by whatever amount we decide tonight. And I just think that if we do 30 or 40,000, it's not going to fly, unfortunately.
No.
You'll just get it'll torque people off.
Do you think the dollar amount is more important to people or the percentage?
Percent. I think the percentage.
They what would get us to under 5%?
5%,
Five
right? So I
percent in
think.
that general area.
Right.
Which is what Rodney's motion was. Correct.
Correct. You were a little under. You were the 4.98.
4.98.
Well, start you the four.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's start your eight.
You can split hairs there. Sure.
I think
so. I don't have a.
I like that total number, but I want us to discuss more of the Board of Ed versus BOS distribution of that.
Town versus the Board of Ed.
And David, it's off the original proposed budget,
Okay.
those
Yeah,
figures.
that's fine. You can stop your activities at this point on that
Okay.
specific line, but that's good to know
Okay.
in that column.
Can we have that pulled back up, Stephanie?
Yeah, I
We
started
don't
it.
have to.
If we looked at Rodney's motion, the new reduction, I'm sorry, Stephanie, could pull it, the new reduction
Yeah.
total would be one, what
Sorry,
is it,
just
132?
yeah, I think so.
Something like that, yeah. You have broken down how much would come from town and how much would come from BOE?
Yeah. The additional 39.6 for town, additional 92,400 for a Board of Ed.
Do you know what percentage that would be? What's the 92.4 percentage wise of the 132? Like the board is assuming what percentage of the reduction?
And we looked at that last
Should be
time.
70%.
Yeah.
It's a, I did a 70-30 breakdown based on the current expenditure budget, well, from FY26.
Is that what you're asking? The
Yeah.
percentage
Yep.
between a town and board of ed? Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yep.
There's a lull in the. Just for a second, somebody has their hand raised online to comment, and I'm just letting them know that you're past public participation, so there's no more comment from the public at this moment.
It, so we're at a stalemate.
Well, we're discussing a motion that didn't.
There's no
That's
motion that's
correct.
been made, and
I
we need
think.
to move things along because it's not going to, this isn't going to go away, and I don't think people will accept the $30,000 or $40,000
I
cut.
was going to say we're talking about a motion that was previously made and not
Right.
seconded.
Correct.
So do we
So you are
go
having
out
a
and
just,
revisit it? Let's go. Keep
we're
on
having
talking.
no, we're having
It
discussion in general discussion without any motion. And Mary, if you would note that Tyler Egner just joined the meeting at 5:49.
Is 70-30? Is that what we have
We can do
to? Can
whatever we
we?
want.
Right. Can we look
We can.
to?
My own thought is that you need to cut another $100,000
Yeah.
or so, and how
Yes.
you apportion it is up for
Right.
discussion. So
I agree.
that's what I would just
Would be
think.
F.
Can we consider too, because we did just do, in the last referendum that failed, it was 80-20, to the school that had more cuts. Can we consider, at this point, some capital reductions?
You cannot, but the Board of Selectmen can at their meetings.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically we decide as a team here what the amounts are going to be, the total amount of the cut, how it is apportioned, and then the Board of Ed and the Board of Selectmen make the reductions as they see fit in their areas.
The
Can
portion.
we confirm, does somebody have the charter? I was taking a look at it, and I'm pretty sure Finance Committee can cut Board of Ed,
Yeah.
town, and Kappa.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think that's
Charter
correct.
separately.
Yes, because we need when we decide on the numbers, right? We decide on all three numbers. We don't just decide on one large number.
There was another.
My understanding is, let's read the charter, but my understanding is that we, as the Finance Committee, can have line items, make line item additions or deletions during the process of the initial process of the Kappa review, and then it gets turned over to the selectmen. So that is my understanding of it. So I'd just like you to just verify by reading it.
Yeah.
It's not very clear.
No, it's so it says
So you have to realize we're in the process.
Finance Committee
We
may
are.
revise the operating budget estimate provided by the Board of Selectmen for operating budget estimate.
Whatever.
Budget. Finance Committee will only have the authority to change the total appropriation requested by the Board of Selectmen for each of these two items.
If you go further down under if the referendum fails, it's in that paragraph.
Do you know what section you're in?
No, let me see if I can find it.
I don't want that.
It's in the budget section, but let me see if I
Okay.
can
Adoption of
find
the
it.
budget.
Yeah.
But with 100 grand, you could split it 60-40.
You can split it however the group agrees to.
It's under section C. I just took a
Sign it
screenshot.
easy.
Okay, good. Because this is
Hey Ross, can you remove the
Luke.
ability for participants to share their screens, please?
No, just give it. All done. He did the same thing the other day.
Yep.
Do you know
There's not all Luke.
who
No,
it is? Interesting.
it's an unknown person who shares his screen without permission.
A webinar, so you can't even see the other participants who left
Stephanie, do you
it.
want to share that?
Oh, thanks.
Anyway,
Yeah, let
Stephanie,
me.
do
Friendly.
They might not have the whole thing.
So in reducing, it's this, sorry, starting here, in reducing the total budget, the Finance Committee may revise the total appropriation for each of the following: the Board of Selectmen operating budget, the Board of Education operating budget, the contingency fund, the debt service, and the capital improvement budget.
Well, I guess that is her, my understanding has been revised.
Yep.
Seems pretty black and white.
Yeah.
I would advise not touching debt service.
No.
That is
Oh, yeah.
not a good thing.
I wouldn't advise cutting a capital improvement. That's just haunting for the future. I mean, you're going to get hit as bad as we do.
No, I 100% agree with that.
I just you
I
guys do too much.
don't disagree. But essentially, every time we cut from the Board of Ed budget, we're doing the same thing. We're sacrificing our future for to save money right now, which I get, but
But
that's.
you're doing it with the larger input of the Board of Ed, just as the Board of Selectmen are doing. It's a broader decision as opposed to a subset of each group is making a decision here tonight.
That's right.
Sure.
I just think it's better to have the larger teams do it with a bit more input and discussion.
I don't know. For me, it's just a tough pill to swallow to consider, taking more from Board of Ed. It's going to basically hollow out. You're not going to be able to get the seniority of teachers that we could lose or programs that we could lose back in 1 year. Whereas if we, decide not to keep a capital project, we can just plan on doing that next year instead of this year. Like if we make those cuts to the Board of Ed, they're gone forever, and those teachers are going to go to other districts, or programs are going to be lost. Like we haven't had foreign language in the middle school for 4 or 5 years.
Well, it's there. It's grade 7 and 8 only.
So I guess that, so just to bring up a point, I think Ben just brought up a good point, because the Board of Selectmen then would go and make the changes. No?
Which changes?
Would you make all the capital changes, or would you get consultation with David on which ones to cut if you would chose to do it? Because
I would expect we'd go to David as well. I don't think you have many on there anyways.
No,
I think
he's
it would
got
be a
the
collaborative
least.
effort.
Yeah.
So then if you make it a collaborative effort and there's agreement on that, then I think it's more, just again, my opinion. You guys have your own so comment, but I think it would be better to leave that discussion to the two boards to do on what to cut and rearrange in the capital budget.
Stephanie, can you pull up what there is on the capital budget by any chance?
Because I
Let me
think the
search.
majority of the expense was with the Board of Selectmen, and there's just the minimal amount of stuff you really couldn't cut for the Board of Ed. And there's very
That's
little
right.
you can cut for the Board of Selectmen.
That's right.
And again, I will just point out this is not going to go away, and you're going to need to cut something to pass the budget,
Right.
and both sides are going to hurt from it. And neither side is going to get any of it back anytime soon, because it's going to be like this next year.
The capital budget is really only like 700,000.
It's very small portion of the whole thing.
Right. So, I think
the
the 0.01, or maybe.
so that what it really comes down to is, no matter what we do, it's going to cut staff there, at some point very soon, just because of the nature of the budgets here. Like the Board of Ed, the primary part of their budget expenditures are staff. And it's not quite as big a proportion for the Board of Selectmen, but by the same token, if they don't have the staff, then they can't do some of the grants and things that they have. And so both, I'm just saying, it's not pleasant for either party.
So how do we feel about a 50-50 split?
No, not from a 7 to 30. Well, we were 80-20 last time.
Right.
And that was 100,000.
And we absorbed 78,411.
Right.
So I certainly understand the appeal to have the next percentage number start with a four. I do.
I don't think it makes sense, though. I understand the appeal. I wouldn't pursue on there.
Well, 4.98 is what we're talking about. And that would be the $132,000 reduction.
Well, if we were talking about that, I was just saying, I think that for the budget to have a good chance of getting a yes vote, I think you need to go with it, at least start around 100,000. I'm not saying to go more. I'm just saying that we got feedback at the last one from the voters. They thought it was an insult with $25,000 or $30,000 cuts.
Well, that was last year, yes.
It's the same people.
Same
Right,
people.
I know. They just,
And
but they're.
we have to deal with them whether we feel that more people should vote or not.
They don't share what they
But they vote.
feel here. Yeah, but last failed referendum,
But
we
is there a
caught
number that they would
100
vote
votes.
yes for?
I have no idea. I'm
Right,
just
that's a
saying.
good thing.
Yeah.
Right. Because I've been told by some people that no matter what the reduction is, they're voting
Oh,
no.
I know. I've heard that too. I heard a lot more favorable comments about how we were doing than I heard negative ones when I was at the polls. So I would put that out there.
I mean, last time we just dropped 0.5%. That's not nothing,
Know,
right?
from like
To
a
get to here,
right?
difference of 300 votes to 70 votes.
And again, what I was saying about the appeal of the 4.98%, while I get that would require a larger reduction for the Board of Ed than the last reduction we faced after the second ref after the first referendum failed. So that's
And that
not a
would also put you
trend.
below the 2% increase year over year, right, Dave?
Oh yeah,
we're already there.
Well
Yeah.
below.
Well, I think
So
the last one put you at like 2.0 something.
2.4, I believe it was 2.43.
Okay.
And I just don't love this trend. Makes me a little nervous that we reduced by 78 last time, and now this in this scenario would be 92.
So if we were to grab, take 100. So the last one, I don't know how you guys came up with the proportion, but
It's
you're
based
at 20.
on the grant allocations.
You, which has no,
that's right.
nothing to do
I
with
think you're
anything.
right. It has nothing to do with anything to
But
Rodney's point.
that's
It
how you
was just
came
a
up with it.
basis.
And so on a 30-70 basis, we would have came up with 30, you would have came up with 70, right?
Right.
So we're behind by 10. So if we go with 100, 30 would be our take. We add 10. So we go with 40, you go with 60, and 100's done.
With
Or,
100. So are we talking the 100 or the 132 to get us?
well, just let's use the
What does the
100.
100 get us to?
That
Get us to
517.
5.17?
Yeah.
So that's my offer. You can keep monkeying around if you want. You're more than welcome to.
You want to make a motion for that
Why
and
don't you
then
make a
discussion?
motion? And if you would make a motion, Rodney, I'll ask for somebody to second it just so we can have the discussion and move this along because this is painful and it's going to stay painful until we make a decision.
And if we have to do it again, it's going to be twice as hard. So,
And it's going to cost more money.
so I'm going to make a motion that we go with line F, which is a $100,000 total reduction, with 40 going to the board of, or 70 going to the board of ed, and 40 going to the town
No, 60.
for
60, 40.
60,
60,
40.
40. Right. Sorry.
Rodney, that's a
Sorry.
great
Line
110% reduction.
Hey, I was trying to make it up a little. I was trying to get to 138.
So the motion is from Rodney Fournier to make a $100,000 reduction split with 40% of the cut from the Board of Selectmen and 60% from the Board of Ed. Do I have a second?
I'll
I'll
second.
second.
All right. So motion seconded by Tyler. Was that Tyler
Well,
or
Benjamin,
Ben?
Ben.
I think Ben beat him to it. So now we're open to discussion on the motion.
Just a clarifying question on the end columns there for the line we're looking at. The 517 says additional cuts needed after first referendum. And that 200,000 is that? That's what is that column for? Because that
Those are
yeah,
we cut
that
100,000 after the first referendum, and this would be an additional 100,000 to
this oh
equal the
that's a
200.
cumulative. Okay, got it,
Right.
gotcha.
So this next one will put us up to 300,000.
No, it would be 200.
No,
200.
this
200.
putting up to
So
two
we
hundred
cut.
thousand.
Right.
Okay.
So the total first, and then just
Got it.
the one that is.
Thank you. Yep.
Well, my thoughts are, I think the 100,000 is a necessary sizable cut to get this passed without going too much further and bleeding into July. And as far as the 60-40 goes, I think it's sounds pretty fair. Just from an outside, perspective. I know the school did, absorb a larger chunk on that last cut. So it would seem fair to balance that out.
And I would still argue for the 50-50 cut because all through the process, we got cut a little bit more towards the beginning because there was
Well,
extra
I
that was.
sorry,
You
go
want to
ahead.
talk on that?
No, well, I was about to say it seems like the you guys came to the table with more cuts to begin with than the Board of Selectmen did.
Yeah.
Mean a 30-70 ratio was not
No,
we
at the very
very
beginning, our budget when we came in with look bringing in what it was, the original proposal had already had a lot reduced.
I know we kicked in 60,000.
Rodney, their number difference from their original proposal to the one that came after the hearing was a difference of about $350,000.
And what was the
325.
selectmen's?
From what?
After the public hearing.
Yep.
Ours was 325,853.
Yeah,
David's
it's that
estimate
yellow number
was,
right there.
and the town was 140,332.
Oh, yep.
So that's roughly
I don't know what the ratio
proportional.
is.
It's roughly proportional to the two budgets because the school budget's about twice the size of the Board of Selectmen. It's roughly, it's a little less than.
And I think you kicked in 78,000 a while back, and then we kicked in
The
two-thirds.
$75,000, yeah,
Yeah,
I
and we
believe the
kicked
board
in
voted for 75.
two-thirds. So, I mean, if we want to split hairs, we're ahead. Whatever. I'm just saying, it's not
Right,
that
but
strong.
it's if
Enough.
you're kicking that much back at the end of the year, wouldn't it make more sense to cut from your budget to begin with?
Well, no, we did that how long ago? Two, three meetings ago. We gave them another 30,000.
Yeah, but there was one where we had to split the difference of numbers not adding up as well.
Yeah, unfortunately, at this point, it comes down to what will get the budget to pass without dragging us into next year and losing interest income.
In a way, we're still talking about the same 100,000 to the taxpayers, but in a way that tries to preserve some programs for kids.
And we want to preserve
They want to
as
preserve.
well.
Everybody wants to preserve programs and staff, and everybody is going to not be able to do it to the amount that they want to. It's the I don't know what else to tell anybody.
We work for the taxpayers. We all do it. So.
I don't shop that. Good job. I was voted elected to serve the Board of Ed.
Well, it's
And then I
yeah.
don't
We
have to be
all
for
are
anything.
elected to represent the taxpayers.
Yeah, this is where it's like you're here to represent your board, but you also have another job to do what's best, for the taxpayer as well. So this is where it gets a little bit more complicated with this way
Yeah.
this board is made up.
Right. Right.
It's hard to get the ratio right every time because there's a lot of variables and factors. I do
Yeah.
appreciate the fact that there was recognition that the last reduction it was a little disproportionate. So to assume the $10,000 extra for this reduction, I think it appreciated by me.
Right.
I think it helps. It's
So
I don't know.
our
Yeah, I mean, I also like coming into this process too. I'm doing my best. Obviously, I want to do what's best for the school district, but I know what's best for the school district means doing what's best for the town. And I want to try to resist as much as I possibly can, making this a Board of Selectmen and Board of Ed thing and a Town of Bolton thing. So I think the more collaborative we can be on this, the better.
Yeah, because I would agree with that. And again, I'm chairing this. I don't vote, and I hear each side's pain, and I understand where you're coming from. We didn't have this dynamic previously with the last charter because everybody was elected from the public at large to serve on this. So there was nobody who was here to represent Board of Ed specifically or Board of Selectmen
That's
specifically.
right.
And so then they changed the charter and they went through two gyrations, at least two passes of it, with the first pass being just Board of Selectmen and Board of Education. And then it was like, well, where's the public input on this that we used to have? So that's where we came up with the three of us here as the members at large to specifically represent the public. And the goal was that we all have to suffer. We all have to suffer. And no, I said not all have to suffer, but we all have to work together and
Right.
collaborate and come up with something that works to for the public.
I just
And
want to
that's
also,
what they're expecting from us to do.
these are challenging decisions for us, but the
Yeah.
real impact is for the residents and the children that go to our schools.
Yep.
And I just want to remind people that each time we vote no and each reduction that we have, it impacts what our kids, I can speak for me,
Yeah.
what our kids will be able to receive in Bolton Public Schools. And the time that I've spent here and the time that I spent here as a parent, I hear the same things valued by families. The small class sizes, extracurricular activities, clubs and activities, after school things for students, fine arts, world language options, all those things. What I keep hearing people value the most in our school district. And I'm doing the best I can to make sure we preserve all those things. But when reductions come up and they start piling up in the $78,000, $92,000 range, the numbers we're talking about, it puts all those things at risk.
So, and Rodney, do you want to have? So you're in the same boat.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll trade you a maintainer too for a clerk. I don't know, but it's just kind of, what do we want? What are we going to sacrifice? State's not making it any easier on any of us. They're just making it tougher and tougher.
Now, when I go around the district and I look at all the awesome things that are happening, I say to myself, like, gosh, what don't our kids need? Our kids need all these things, and they deserve all these things.
I mean, I think it's wonderful that they give us these grants to do recreation things, but why couldn't they just put it in our EC fund? And I mean,
So,
instead, we're building things.
so I have just a question for you, David. How
Let
many
me make
students roughly in the school system?
we're on 700.
Okay. So I don't know how many of them are siblings, but if you just had one kid with approximately two parents, that's 1,400, and we don't even get that many to vote. So I would just say that if those parents feel that way, they need to get out and vote one way or another. And it's the same thing for the people who don't come out to vote for the things they appreciate that the Board of Selectmen's budget gives. And so we unfortunately have to deal with the results of the people who do come out to vote, because I do hear people who say they're happy with the budget, but they don't vote. Why do I need to? Because someone's going to do it for them. And so that's part of why we're in this place. Because I heard more, to be honest with you, from talking to people, I had heard this time more favorable comments than negative. But that didn't match what happened with the voting.
Rodney, I think, or not Rodney, sorry. Ross, I agree with everything you just said. I just want to adjust one thing there because I know enough classmates who were in the same scenario. It's probably about cl closer to, a parent and a half sort of average on parents that live in town just from other
Oh,
circumstances.
I know. And it's just,
Okay.
I
Just
just trying to
want to
rough
make sure that that's clear.
Yeah, like I said, I was, making a rough estimate because I know that not every kid is two, parents, and there's more than,
Yeah. No,
one
I gotcha.
sibling in that group. So, got
Yeah,
it. Thank
so
you, sir.
just to also add one thing, Stephanie, the money, if we have give backs at the end of the year, that doesn't affect anything.
Correct. You'd have to do give backs now, as part of this process. Anything left over at the end of the year has to go into surplus just from a timing
That'll help for
standpoint.
next year.
So that'll put our,
It will increase the surplus.
I mean,
That we're
And then
depleting
you,
right now.
right.
yeah,
Yeah.
it will increase the surplus that we talked about wanting to keep because it helps give us interest. So,
So in theory, there's a little bit of pain going on, but we may have a surplus when we're done. So it's not,
which will help the conversation next year.
we hate to be irresponsible and move forward without looking toward the future as well as today.
I know you referenced it, Ross, but I think it's worth mentioning again as we're trying to get people to come out and vote. I really do want to thank everybody that did come out and voted yesterday, and it was more people than the first referendum, so that's a good thing. That's trending in the right direction. So we appreciate it and hope you come out for the next one also.
Other question for you, Ross. How many absentees do we have this time versus last time?
First time we had 11 applications, only 10 ballots. This time we had 21 applications and 21 ballots.
So
So we're not
reminder,
bad.
and actually, Rodney, this was a question we had discussed at a previous meeting.
Yeah.
Board of Selectmen, reminder, you can go and vote absentee, and you can get the application and you can submit the ballot on different days. You don't need to do both in the same day. And it might be an opportunity, since now we have 2 weeks before the next referendum, to have an opportunity potentially to have the town hall open earlier, at least one day, if we can, if that means more people come and vote absentee. Understand it
Well,
may not be feasible, but
yeah,
just a thought.
right.
And I think
We can.
you're just getting the notice out about the fact that absentee, because I still had people coming to the polls and I talked to them about they didn't realize they could vote absentee for any elections, not
So,
just that. So it's an opportunity for all of us to publicize this more.
so we make our decision tonight. The ballots will be available when?
Liz will have them on Thursday or Friday. She'll have her 50 or 60 absentee ballots that we print.
This week.
Yeah, if we
So,
decide tonight, we make the ballots in the registrar's office for absentee tomorrow morning.
could you put out on your thing, absentee ballots available between this day and this day to your, and then we can do the same thing on the.
Maybe put something on the homepage of the website also.
That's going to spur that.
And actually, the other emphasis that we haven't mentioned yet is that you can have someone else come pick your application and your ballot up for you, as long as you're the one that signs and seals the envelope. You can deliver your application, get your absentee ballot, and sign and seal it and have someone else deliver it back to the town hall.
But they,
if
have
I remember right.
No, you can have it picked up by somebody you authorized to do so, but your signature has to be on that envelope on both the outside and the in.
Would it be possible to get what you guys just said in a little blurb so I can just
yeah,
can send
that's
out
what
the
I was just thinking is if we can get that in writing, we can send it out.
No, 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 do it tonight. I'll talk to Sandy about it. We'll put a blurb together.
That way I'm sending the same thing out. You're sending the same thing out.
And we could just put it up on the website here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And we just we talked about it this morning at the supervisors meeting about the absentee ballots when the, you know, Liz was talking about them too.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right.
I mean, it's a good opportunity. I've seen somebody on Facebook said
I'll check with you. I want to check.
Yeah.
I want to check with her. I'll talk with Sandy Pirog tonight.
Yeah.
Put a blurb together, but I want to run it by Liz tomorrow because Liz owns the absentee ballot. The town clerks by statute own the absentee. So I don't want to put something out unless she's okay with it.
So I think the other important thing would be to post that blurb on Facebook.
Yes, we'll do that. If I get it. Put it out there.
Did you put it out before?
We put out the one
generic.
I did.
So I would just like to ask us to get back onto the budget question and the motion that's at,
I needed a part here for a second, so I would agree with that, Ross.
So, and then, because David wants to be able to vote on this stuff. He's got a bailout, so I want to make sure that since he's been here for the discussion, he gets a vote in. He's got another meeting. He's on the West Coast.
I'm on the West Coast, so it's still working hours over here.
Here too.
So let's go back to the motion. We'll pick this up in under communication.
So the motion is out there.
Yep.
For 60-40.
And if you're not willing, and if you're done with discussion, we can take a vote on it. Because it ain't gonna go away and it isn't gonna get any better, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So do I hear any further discussion?
No.
Then hearing no further discussion. Then all those in favor on the motion for the motion on the table, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? And I'm abstaining, so the motion passes by six yes, one abstain, and no noes. So now we have to go and do the...
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. No, it's painful. So now we have to have a motion for the question that goes on the ballot. So we need to actually have a, you know, motion on that, what the total dollar amount to be adopted is.
Stephanie, do you have that total number up there?
Yes. Yeah, 26,696,629.
You want to read that?
Through each one of them.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Why don't we read through each one of them up there to Melissa's point? So if he wants to make a motion, would include that just so we can make sure that we all understand it. And then I'll just take the final one that we have to approve the question separately.
No takers?
I'll make a motion.
Go up there and read it.
Yeah, I can read it. Okay. I'll make a motion that we accept the, or that we... Yeah,
apportion
the cuts, the 60-40 for the Board of Ed and Board of Selectmen, and that would result in total capital improvements budget of $692,448, total debt service of $1,421,514, total contingency fund of $50,000, total town proper budget of $7,383,598,
total Board of Education budget of $17,149,402, and for a total combined budget of $26,696,962.
I have a second.
I'll second.
So motion made by Tyler Egner, seconded by Melissa Whelan. Discussion? Then hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Abstentions? And I abstain. Nay? Any nays? So that passes by six yes, one abstention, and no noes. So the last thing we have to vote on under this section is the actual question. So I will entertain a motion for the question to state that the annual budget for the town of Bolton, Connecticut for the fiscal year 2027 is recommended by the Finance Committee in the amount of $26,696,962 be adopted. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
So motion made by Danae Johnston. Do I have a second?
A second.
Seconded by Tyler Egner. Discussion?
Went perfectly.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? I abstain. So
I'm an aye for the record. I didn't get it in there.
Yeah, you got in there. I heard you. So it's six ayes, one abstention, no noes. And I will get this over to Stephanie and the town clerk tomorrow. And I just want somebody to please check my numbers to make sure I got them correct. I'll have a few of you do that just to make sure.
A lot of nines and sixes there.
I know, which is confusing and easy to transpose. Okay, so we had two people check it, so I can blame you if I got it wrong as well as myself. All right, so let's continue on to new business, discuss and possibly act on communication. So which we already started about getting the absentee ballots out. The other thing that I wanted to just close out was we originally planning to have a coffee and conversation. That question seems to bog down, and I'd asked Stephanie to remind me, but I remembered. So
all attempts were failures with Carrie.
Oh, really? On 6/11?
6/11/12.
Oh, that's fine.
So do we have any?
Huh?
You tried to coordinate.
Good luck, right?
Good for you.
So I guess if the senior center's not available, you know, there's other options where we don't have to necessarily do it during the day. We'd hope to do it during the day. So I guess, was there an option to use, say, the other spaces in the evening, whether it's the schools or some other locations?
I think we should maybe stall that for a month or two.
What's your rationale?
The last group of people that came out seemed to be a similar group as before, and there wasn't great questions, or, you know, there were all good questions, but nothing that was earth shaking. And are we really going to make a difference with it?
I wonder if the frequency would be too close from the last one to be meaningful.
I think people like those more informal gatherings as opposed to coming to our big meetings. And I know there were people who commented on the time of day that it was offered. It's hard. There's people right. Not available at every time of day. So I just think that a morning session might be nice for people. But I also think, like, if the senior center is being used, it sounds like a lot of them are busy.
We can't compete with chair yoga.
Yeah.
I think for our school families, too, doing it before school starts. Before school is over is challenging.
Oh yeah,
parents have a lot going on this time.
I mean, maybe we.
Ross, there's a comment in the chat too.
Maybe we make an attempt to have it later at night one day.
I feel like during one of the Concerts on the green might be nice, a little half hour before the concert on the green or something. A little
Once, yeah,
catch.
David Coles
That'd be
dropped.
one of the first.
Just want to, just for again, for Mary, as David Coles dropped off the call. It's about 6:25. Thank you, Stephanie.
There was
Were
one
there
more. I don't know if you.
people?
Okay.
So the other thing, can we, the one sheeter, is will that be available?
No, you're going to
That
update that one sheet, all right,
we
Stephanie?
can
Yeah.
Post.
Bye.
Yeah, we're going to. So,
I
Stephanie,
can
you're going
plan
to.
to have that first, if that's helpful.
I think people want to see that.
Because it's probably easier to do that than the whole bigger document.
Right. Then that way we can kind of distribute it as well.
Yeah. So I guess, so getting back to the coffee and conversation, if we don't want to do it this month, when do you want to do it? Just so we can get it up on the schedule so we don't have a last minute scrabble for it, because we could always just put it out there in location TBD.
Do we want to do it later, like towards the end of the summer before school starts?
I'm asking the group.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't have any preferences. I know it'll be harder to get
Summertime is going to be
people
hard.
during the
Right.
summer.
Yeah. People are going on vacation.
Well, unless we do Thelma Squamica or something.
Well, it might be neat to do it like at a different location. Like you could do it at the Notch, right? Bring people to another town setting so people see what's available to use and do. I mean, it's hard because of weather. Like you would have to have a rain option somewhere else. But
I guess maybe the consideration
Is Herrick
it's worth
Park or someplace
considering
too?
like what the purpose of it would be, the timing, like and what people would be looking for. Like what information do they are they going to want? When would they want it? Do they want it right now? We just had one a couple weeks ago. I'm
Yeah.
not sure they would. Do we let everybody have their summer and then do one early fall? Kick off the. I know my calendar is always by the school year, but I know
Yeah.
everybody else's isn't.
Well, I think that would be good to present to the public. What are things we're going to do to make this better in the
Yeah,
future?
so there's a couple of things this ties into then. We had planned to meet during the summer.
Yeah.
So that's going to be part of what we need to decide, is what are those meetings going to be like. If we don't decide them tonight, we have their last regular meeting that we have is on the 16th, if I recall correctly.
18th,
19th, 18th.
yep.
And
Yeah, we can do
yeah,
that then.
and that is when we would need to set them, because they're
Yep.
special meetings, so we'd have to schedule them.
Sure.
So there's certain things I don't think we need to decide tonight. So if you want to wait on doing the coffee and conversation and what you want to do, so we have more time to consider it and just have more, just literally more time specifically about how are we going to communicate, what are the things that we want to do and prioritize, because we have, I put together a fairly large list of things that we've had the public suggest, selectmen suggest, board of ed suggest, members of our team have come up with, and we need to go through those and figure out what to do with them. And the public is certainly going to be welcome to sit in and listen to those or listen to the recordings.
We can talk about those.
So then I guess what the consensus I'm hearing now is that we'll postpone temporarily coffee and conversation until we get through the budget season, and we'll figure it out whether when's the next appropriate time, whether it's just before the school year starts, whether it's after people get settled in the fall or what. I don't think we want to let them slip as something that we do, but I also agree that if you over communicate, they just will stop coming. So what, I don't know what the balance is.
When's graduation?
Good
Night.
Tonight. Okay. Next week.
And the others, I saw another suggestion too in the chat. They suggested with that one pager that we should go and put this at the senior center and library as well.
Yeah.
And so I will do that. I'll have them at the senior center and the library. We'll have some copies here at the town hall.
Can you print them on a 17 by
Yeah.
eight?
Yeah. poster paper.
Poster paper? Yeah.
Oh, actually, we could.
Yeah. Stephanie, if you can, on that one pager at the bottom, could you make a footnote that just adds like the hyperlink? Obviously, not for the printed materials, it won't be useful, but for the electronic copies, it would be the hyperlink to the larger budget document. So if people wanted to get deeper into the information, it would be right there.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. The only concern is I'd do the one pager first, right? Before and could send that out before the rest, the full document's ready. So
is the full document a live document or is it more of like a PDF? Like will the changes you make follow the link or does it turn into a new link every time?
No, it's a new link every time we post it.
You can just put it, I would just say, just put it up now without the link. Then you make the changes to the document, then you point the, you add the link in because it's going to be online. So as soon as you put the link in, it'll be there for folks.
Yeah.
Can we print it and make a puzzle out of it?
You can.
But now people, I just pass on that people really appreciated what I heard at the polls, what the budget, you know, how we improve things, you know, with both the communication and the document. Well, the communication in person they liked. And they felt that we were involving them in the process, being upfront with them, whether they agreed with, you know, the numbers presented or not, whether they would, you know, vote yes or no on them. They appreciated that we'd given them more information that was easier to digest and just having the opportunity to speak directly with us. And we did get one
question.
What?
So if we're doing referendum on the 16th, do we need to have another special meeting like us on the 17th before our regular meeting on the 18th?
We do.
Yes.
Because otherwise you're not going to get the ballots and stuff out in time.
So we need to put that on
the screen. Need...
That's the 17th. We'll do that. At what time?
5:30.
17th and 5:30 for our next special meeting.
That works.
And that will be the last one that I'm involved with until my start recovering from my surgery. So Mr. Eggner will be taking over if this goes into next year.
Right.
Lucky you, no tag pass. So basically, we discuss, but we'll not act on communication other than getting the blurb out for the absentee ballots and distributing copies of the budgets and the short summary. And then meeting calendar, the only change we're going to add into it will be a special meeting on the 17th, because we will have to do, it will be the same agenda as tonight. And hopefully it's a yes.
Right.
And we just set the mill rate and say, Lori, you can send out the tax bills.
I hope so.
We shall say.
Or we have set a temporary mill
rate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't necessarily have to do it at that meeting. We could do it at the regular meeting.
That's true.
All right.
And we might have Lori come in and talk to us about the pros and cons of it. I think that would be good too.
That's right. Yeah.
So maybe we should just, Rodney and I'm having the sidebar that it might be good for that special meeting to have Lori come and talk to us in case it doesn't pass. And even if it does, just so she can explain how she does sending out of the tax bills. And the pros and cons of doing a, she sent a letter out to us earlier. It's kind of deep in the weeds for her. So I'd like her to come and explain it to us and answer questions. She likes to do that.
Especially if it's 5:30.
Yeah.
Let her know about it.
Hmm?
Let her know about it. So
can you make a note, Steph, to
put it on her calendar?
Let Lori know.
Yeah, I can reach out. I'll reach out to her.
See if she's available on that night.
Yeah, because she does appreciate the fact that we did, you know, an extra, basically worked in an extra referendum. Because she's very concerned about making sure we get the tax bills out and, you know, timing the usual schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else for the meeting calendar? Because I think we can decide that at our next, you know, next special meeting and or the regular meeting.
Yep.
If you're not going to be here, are you okay with us choosing those summer meeting
Oh
times
yeah.
without you? Okay.
Yeah, well, you should, Tyler, you guys will work it out if I'm not
Okay.
here. We actually have to do set it while I'm still here on the regular meeting. It's the latest date
Oh, so you
because
are here on the
I will be
18th.
here
Oh,
on the
okay. All
18th.
right. I thought you said
No,
the
my surgery's on
17th
the
was your last day.
No, I said
Okay.
the 16th is my last referendum that I'm involved. But I've already put in, we already have a contingency plan in place as soon as I had my diagnosis that, I got the two deputy registrars are going to be running the next referendum with me in the background watching,
Okay.
so that if there's something after that, they definitely know how to do it.
You're very
So
prepared.
we have that all lined up. It also gives some experience when we do the early voting. So we have the whole contingency plan in place. And Tyler, I've already contacted. He knows, the drill. Same thing with my inland wetlands duties. We have the deputy chairs all set to go for that. So we got the covers. And again, I trust you guys to do, the right thing for the town. So it's, you guys just carry on. No different. I accept the decision of the group. I'm here to help facilitate, and I accept, the larger wisdom of this group in getting the job done.
I make a motion, will you, Chair?
That's a damn
Yeah,
good
it
idea.
is. I'll second.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.
We're
Thank you.
adjourned.
Yeah.